this process is part of the big procedure of samskara. Samskara means at various junctures of life, when the soul is moving from one position to another position. The Vedic wisdom teaches that the soul is translating from one position in life to another, to another, and now to another life, reincarnation. But in the course of one life, there are junctures. And in each of those junctures, some auspicious ceremony is performed by qualified Brahman, so that some impression, samskara literally means impression, as the soul is moving from one position to the next position, a deep impression is made. And the essential of that deep impression for religious ceremony is the impression of this act, in this case the act of marriage, is being performed just as the mantras were describing, in honor of God, the personality of God that is at the center. I'm much less knowledgeable in mantras than I am in the teachings that explain those mantras. And the teachings that explain those mantras exactly reflect the mantras. He used the word triad in our teachings of Vajrayana from the Vedic scripture in their relationships, and this is especially for both of you, in a relationship that have this attraction between male and female in all species of life. There's marriage that's civil marriage according to the laws of the land. There's religious marriage where there's acknowledgement of under the ordainment of God, the sanctity of God, the sanctifying of this marriage relationship. We have a religious marriage. And there's even a higher conception, a spiritual conception, that the mantras disclose. Between one soul and another soul, there can be a fully spiritual relationship, provided that both one soul and the other soul are serving the same supreme soul, because during the sojourn of life, souls come together and souls separate. The example is given just like the journey of the waves of the ocean. Some seaweed may come to the surface. And by the same journey of the waves, some clumps of seaweed may come together with another clump of seaweed. And by the same journey of the waves, those two are separated. And seeing the temporality of material circumstance, how does one bring God into the picture, or spirituality into the picture? It's by recognizing that by God's arrangement, just as the mantras he was explaining say, by God's arrangement, this is ordained, you're being married. And by God's arrangement, by both striving to connect my soul with the Supreme, my spouse and soul with the Supreme, and together this spiritualizes our relationship. The whole ceremony is meant for that purpose. And the details, the rituals, the mantra, they're to help create some impression. And that impression can stay very deep. If it's taken in a proper way. The procedures are all very authentic. I know families that their weddings sometimes take 3 full days of religious experience, half an hour of 3 full days. By the end of the couple, completely exhausted. sanctifying, in addition to making the impression, sanctifying the atmosphere by the name of mantras. It's completely traditional. Maybe for your appreciation, not so much for the purpose of the wedding itself. One couple that had a close relationship with, they're from South India, and their wedding was the 3-day wedding. And the girl's, the bride's father, the grandfather, was reciting something all 3 days without a book, just reciting from memory. And the girl was recognizing some of the mantras that he was saying. So he went and asked him. And because the man was a very learned, scholarly type of person, he said, "I was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam from my childhood," explained, "from my childhood I've been reading books, and reading books, and reading books. But after reading the Bhaktivedanta purports of Srimad Bhagavatam, I found nothing as wonderful as this. And so I've just been reading and reading. And just by reading again, I've come to learn that it was just reciting the whole Srimad Bhagavatam from memory, just from being absorbed in hearing the message. So by spiritual sound vibration, it helps to create an auspicious atmosphere for the combination of one soul and another soul serving one another with the capacity of helping the soul's journey to the ultimate destination. Life is a journey in cycles, and the opportunity in human form of life is to end that cycle, and part of it is properly entering into marriage, so that the husband and wife can assist in various capacities and serve one another. God's journey ultimately to return to the kingdom of God. That's a great target, a goal to set for yourselves in sacred marriage. Traditionally, sannyasis are not participating in these things. But we were asked to participate mainly for the purpose of just as we were to offer blessings, may we be successful in that journey. One of the strongest, one of the things he said, blessings was advice, one of the simplest practical advice I can offer is to see one another as an opportunity provided by the Supreme Lord to serve. If one sees this is my property for me to enjoy or to bring my enjoyment, then unhappiness will follow. And if one sees here's an opportunity to serve, ultimately to serve God, to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, here's a soul as my husband, here's a soul as my wife. We can run together by his religion to serve one another in the mood of service unto the personality of Godhead. There's where the blessings lie. In the turmoil lies in the other side. This is for my enjoyment. He or he is for my enjoyment. I'm not enjoying. Stay tuned. Yeah.